Hello and welcome to the Metaforecast, Reflections from Sky to Earth. This episode is called The Shortest Question in the World, Metaforecast for the week of July 26th through August 1st. Any parent with a child over three is very familiar with the world's shortest question, why? As Mercury moves into Leo this week, we shall ponder the mind of the child. Why? Because they see things from a very special place. Antoine de Saint-Exupéry was born when Mercury was in Leo. His classic, The Little Prince, deals largely with the nature of grown-ups and their inability to perceive important things. The narration comes from a pilot whose aircraft has crashed in the Sahara. He meets a little boy with golden curls and a lovable laugh, who asks questions again and again until they are answered. Saint-Exupéry draws much from his own experience. An aircraft pilot himself, he also crashed in the Sahara and nearly died of dehydration. As a young boy, he was nicknamed the Sun King because of his golden curls. When in the Sahara, he saw a desert sand fox who likely inspired the character who delivers the key moral message to the story. Important things can only be seen with the heart, not the eyes. Perspective of distance makes the eye the center of one's world. Seeing with the heart seems to imply a different kind of perspective, one that puts the heart, not the eye, at the center, a perspective where the truly essential stands out, a world of essences. Perhaps even more importantly, seeing with the heart implies a spirited energy to attempt to better know one's world and one's place in it, an attempt to connect experience with what you see. This is something that children seem born to do. In a fabulous four-part series from 1972, art critic John Berger sits around with some children, all around the age of 10. He shows them a painting by Caravaggio, which depicts an androgynous figure that looks a bit like Jesus in the center. In the group, nearly all the boys thought this figure was a man, and nearly all the girls thought the figure to be a woman. He says this is because children look at images and connect them directly with their own experiences. The perception of adults, in contrast, is less spontaneous than we tend to believe, as a large part of it depends on habit and convention. In Plato's Symposium, it was habit and convention that caused people to call the young Apollodorus crazed because he devoted himself so wholeheartedly to Socrates and to philosophy. The enthusiastic youth went about saying he was happy beyond all measure as long as he could talk or listen to philosophy. When Socrates drank the hemlock, Apollodorus was the only one present who burst into tears, a detail which suggested this character might represent Plato himself. Habit and convention has made a mess of these adults who see Apollodorus as foolish. They are blind to the most basic vision, that of the heart. The name Apollodorus may serve as another clue to heart vision. Above the Greek god Apollo's temple of Delphi, read the words, "Know thyself," and Doris is Greek for gift. The name Apollodorus may point to a spirited gift of asking why, in order to gain more and more perspective and truly know oneself and the surrounding world. The child's why reveals a world beyond the trees, beyond the country, beyond the sea, beyond the sky. With each why, a wider perspective is gained. At the same time, a deeper and more intimate understanding of one's place in the world comes as the heart gets more and more centered. And because the world stretches beyond our planet and in many ways beyond the realm answerable by science, not to mention the infinite inner realities of feelings and dreams, the shortest question in the world will never be answered in full. Finally, as these stories tell us, heart vision is what the artist uses to turn experience into poetry. Each story, painting, song, discovery, and poem added to the world waits for the right hungry heart to use it and gain perspective. As Carl Sagan said, the cosmos is within us. We are made of star stuff. We are a way for the universe to know itself. The next time you hear a child ask why, think of the gift of Apollo and see if you can feel the distant stars within, searching for an answer. As always, happy astro pondering. For contact information and more, visit me at happyastropondering.com.